On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Fine. Rainy days, Mondays always can be down.
Whatever.
Tell me what
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me what
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Well, if it's Monday, and it happens to be...
Again Monday?
I know.
Well, it must be getting old.
Yeah, you know, it seems only like last week we were doing this.
No, like yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm in a time warp or something.
I don't understand time anymore. Yeah. I don't wear a watch.
Who does when you have a phone? When I see someone with a watch, I have to question.
Yeah, don't you make phone calls? Don't you get messages?
It's a nerd thing.
Seriously.
Only nerds wear watches. Or people that want to be flashy.
Oh, but then they got the iWatch.
Oh, those. Those don't count. I'll agree to that.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm not sure about
but not
that
a normal Timex.
Give me a break, man.
I know.
Get with what the times, man.
Get with the times.
Look, even I said get with the times.
Hello.
Times.
Yeah, I caught that. Good song.
Okay. Tori Lagarde is here. She joins us on Mondays in order to make it more interesting than usual.
Why not?
She's an actress. She's a humorist. She's an oracle. She ran the mile in 2 seconds.
No, I get winded climbing one flight of stairs, actually.
Really?
It counts as cardio for me. Unfortunately, I'm breaking down.
Whatever.
That's fine. Break dancing, breaking down, same thing.
Well, a lot of people think Mondays is just the start of another week in a horrible, horrible situation, but it is not here.
But speaking of Oracle, I predicted the Pats game before it played, again, as I do, when they beat, 33-3, the Steelers. I do it before the game starts.
Exactly what did you predict, Tori? Did you beat
that they would win? Of course. Of course.
So you had a 50-50 thing going,
No.
Either they win or they lose.
No, but I mean, I wasn't wrong.
No, you were right by 50%.
Hello? No. That's not how that works.
Not the
I'm
best,
so sorry. You and your math skills. Okay.
Not the best Oracle example.
If I said, no, I've said, sorry, they're not going to win this one, then they don't. But I said, they got this one, relax, before it's played.
Did you Oracle a blowout? It sounded wrong, didn't it?
No. Not necessarily, but, I said, don't worry about it.
Well, good for you with your 50-50 guess.
Stop saying that. If I'm right, it's 100%.
If you're wrong, it's 100%.
There you go. Yeah. There's no 50.
That makes it
50. My friend.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right. Anyway, sorry to beat down your oracle there.
Yeah. You call me the oracle. You promo me as an oracle every week. So, Because of this stuff. Because of predicting times.
I happen to have a copy of your business card.
Yeah.
And it says oracle.
I know.
Okay. Hey, Friday, I don't know if you knew this, but...
Last Friday?
Was Friday the 13th.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
And there was like a full moon or something, a harvest moon?
Don't recall.
First time
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. I guess it won't happen again until 2046 or something.
So what do you do? 2046?
Was when the next Friday the 13th full moon? I don't know. That seems like a long time.
As opposed to Friday the 13th three quarters length?
Waxing, waning.
I don't know.
Gibbing, goobing, whatever they call it.
So what do you do during a harvest moon? You go out and you get corn or you do the fields?
Well, you know why they call it harvest? It's because of if it happens around the autumnal equinox or something.
Yes. Then what?
That's because it's the fall. Understand. So they call it a harvest. It's
I
really just a name.
Because the moon is out, you can still go and harvest because you can still see the fields?
Ask Neil Young about it. I don't know. He wrote a song, I guess. So
well, he's
I'll
expert.
Go by him. He is the expert. You know, Neil Young thought Charles Manson was a pretty good musician. That's a fact. Back in the day when he was alive, Charles Manson wanted to be a musician. That was his big dream. So,
and Neil Young actually said that he was a decent musician.
Well, Terry Melcher, which is the son of Doris Day, would try to get him to listen to, you know, Brian Wilson, come along, listen to this guy, and try to get him on board. But the only one that really thought he might have potential was Neil Young.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that weird?
Neil probably didn't predict that he had potential in other regards.
No.
Anyway.
Well, he had a song, Cease to Exist, Charles Manson. I know way too much about this now because of the anniversary. I told you, I do my Titanic, my Everest, and now my Manson stuff.
You need to get into it.
Of course. I've read all the, you know, I know all the stuff anyway. Yeah.
He was also an excellent cook.
I don't know.
Okay.
That.
No, that's Dahmer.
Oh, ouch.
Wow.
Oh, Michigan.
Ouch.
Behave, Michigan. We know all about you out there.
Wow. Graham Nash told me that.
Ooh, I like him.
That's fine. Hey, so it was Friday the 13th last time there was a weekday here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you superstitious at all?
I don't know. On some level, I think it's an OCD thing. I don't think I can help some things because you're brought up that way and you sort of, in your mind, you think of those things.
So the answer is?
A little.
Uh-huh.
I'm not super superstitious. But, you know.
Not super superstitious.
I'm slightly stitious.
Got you. I reversed it because I don't remember things. So I don't remember bad Friday the 13th. So I consider them lucky days.
Sure.
So when I have Friday the 13th, everything goes my way.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can't lose that way.
Yeah.
Well, you have a 50-50 chance.
Oh, well, I'm no Oracle.
Okay. No, I know that. We all know that.
Wow, everything's just kind of like going around and connecting.
It has to. That's the universe. Yeah. We're all connected.
We have connective tissues.
Well, we're all connected in this whole planetary thing.
What a genius Mr. Kleenex was to actually pack these.
That was his name?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
What a genius he was, though.
I thought it was like Kimberly Clark.
No, that's some girl I dated in high school.
Okay.
What a genius Mr. Kleenex was to take all these single tissue paper pieces.
Single ply?
Yeah.
One ply? And make them two and three?
No.
Okay.
He puts them in a box and has a little oval opening on the top. And somehow
they're interlocked.
Yes, to the point where you take one out and another
one. And next one pops up. That's magic. It's called magic.
It's in standby.
Doug Henning was involved in that.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
You're probably right.
I think so.
I find that genius.
Yeah. It's magic.
Wow.
I like that. So what do you think about telemarketers, Ron? Have we ever talked about that? Have we over talked about that?
I don't know what we
Let me just say, this never happened to me until last week. My cell phone rang.
Here we go. I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't. I swear you don't know this one.
I do.
Are you an Oracle now?
May I guess?
Guess.
You called yourself. It was your number.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I've done that.
Because that happened.
That's
happened. Not something you do.
That's a number that shows up as your number.
Yes.
That's happened on our landline. It's never happened on my cellie.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
I got a call. Get this.
Yes.
From another country.
Oh, nice.
But not one of the normal ones.
Which one?
France.
Get out.
I can prove it. I can show you my phone records after the show.
Come on, vous appelez-vous.
Exactly. It's Victoria.
Yeah.
No, that's, No, how are you? Vous appelez-vous. My name. Yeah, my name is Victoria.
I don't know what I said.
Tori. Yeah, yeah. So let me just show you right here real quick.
Hold it up to the microphone.
I want to show you the area code because it's so bizarre.
Isn't that something? Did it have a one in front of it?
No, it's plus. Look at it. Plus 33.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
plus 33-891-063266, whatever that is.
Did you answer it, Tori?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I don't know. Are you kidding me right now? I never answer France calls. They're always like, sacre bleu.
Maybe,
I don't know what that means.
Maybe
and
your
I'm
prescription
afraid.
Was ready. It's CVS. I don't know.
You know, now they're calling me from France. What have I done now?
Well, you know, they're calling you from India all the time.
That's
and
normal.
They're calling you from Africa.
And the Philippines. That's normal.
Right.
But, you know, France.
Maybe it's somebody in India in telemarketing who used a French phone number.
That's so not clever of them because, again,
so not clever.
Why am I answering calls from out of the country?
What do you do when there's a landline in your abode?
Sure. Yeah. Not my idea, but it comes with the package.
Yes. You say sure.
It's bundled it's with
not
your Comcast.
Sure. Not everybody has it
sure.
anymore. Okay. It is bundled, isn't it?
Yeah. They bundle.
They sure do. Ooh, they bundle. So how do you handle it when a call comes in and you know it's not for you or for anybody? Do you say hello?
No, I have a blocker.
You have a blocker.
I've told you about this. You get them on Amazon, like $100.
Uh-huh.
You just, it's a big red button. You block the number as it's ringing.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, what if you have a few different phones in the house?
No, you only have to connect it to one. If you're at another phone, we talked about that too. You're out of luck. Yeah, SOL.
You're assuming we talked about that.
I remember. You don't remember. See, that's a Scorpio thing. I'm not even sure right now.
Or am I playing along?
No, but friend can't remember either.
Oh, okay.
His birthday's
so
very close
man,
to yours.
Is it a man thing? Do you know why? Because men are so intelligent, they have no room for all that stuff.
They're always thinking about tools.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about
either.
You
got to clean out
sex
the basement
and tools.
First. Yeah.
I don't know what, and food. I don't know. This is in sports. There's like these certain areas.
Well, actually, our tools are sex. So
there you go.
There you have
that
it.
Works out fine.
No, I think that's what it is. I think there's just only so much room in someone's head.
Well, they say women are better at multitasking than men. We can, you know, think of many things and work on many projects. Our brains are, actually, look it up. Yeah. Our brains are made that way. Yeah. So we can do it better than men. I'm not saying men can't, but women seem to have a better ability to multitask.
Yeah. Do modern women these days actually believe, I don't want to get into religion, but I am.
Okay.
They actually believe that they're created from a guy's rib.
Who, women believe that?
Yeah.
No, that's Christians believe that. So, I think it's both sexes, actually. That's a Christianity belief.
What do you mean both sexes?
I mean,
I believe,
I see.
God created man.
Right.
And from man, one of his ribs,
right.
They molded it into a woman.
Correct. That's the belief for Christians.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because women have an extra set of ribs. So that's how they figure that out.
And men, well, not an extra set of ribs. They took a set from the man.
Well,
okay. Literally.
All right, so he's missing then. Whatever, the same difference.
Yes, he's missing, and she's got him.
I guess. Isn't that cool?
Well.
What about the Adam's apple?
I never understood that.
The apple. He ate the apple.
Yeah.
And it got stuck right there because that was a sin, dude. So now you got that little lumpy thing.
Those are some very creative books.
Aren't they?
It's a hell of a series, wasn't it?
I never finished it.
Yeah. Okay.
I jumped around.
Yeah.
I cherry picked what I liked and what I didn't like.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, wow.
What about, can I say this?
Sure.
Before I interrupt your big wow thing. I think, and I talked to boyfriend about this, and he's always going to get material from him.
Uh-huh.
I think when you meet someone, immediately, you'll agree with me, they should act the way they act. The day you meet them, they should just be themselves, because it would save a lot of time, don't you think?
It would save a lot
we
of time.
We have to find out weeks and months later. You know what? Fart. Burp, do what, you know, swear, be yourself, however you are, be that way. There should be a rule when you meet someone, like, as you're going to meet them and date with them, maybe, be the way you're going to be. Dude, don't save it for later.
Well, then nobody would ever be with anybody.
I don't care. Well, you stay with them when you find out all of their flaws, don't you?
Yes, because you already learned to love them not knowing their flaws.
Okay.
Then it becomes an acceptance situation.
Oh.
I love them, but now, okay, I'll accept it.
Even though it's not that great?
Nobody would ever be, there'd be no population.
So you don't think that's a good rule?
Nobody would have sex with anybody. If you met a guy and as you were talking, he farted, would you go, let's
burped.
Go to bed. Come on, man. Let's make children. Yeah. No, it would never happen.
Okay.
That's how China should kind of solve their population problem.
Right.
Everybody just fart and burp whenever you want.
But even not just bodily things. Some people can forgive that. But I mean, just totally, like, if you're a bigot, if you're whatever, you have to be who you are the day
that's
you meet
one.
Someone.
That's a rough one, huh?
Just then it saves time, man.
I just want
to save time.
It does. But then, see, that person would be the odd man out because then everybody has to do it. Like you say, there has to be a law. And I don't think
you can. Well, a rule.
Yeah, we can't pass
rules
anything.
Rules can be broken. Laws, you might
Congress,
go to jail.
Congress hasn't passed anything. So how do you
they will. They'll
that
hate this law.
Through?
They will never pass this one anyway.
Oh, no,
they're the fakest people of all.
Yeah.
Right. They can't do it.
No, that would ruin them.
They're still not being who they are.
That's interesting stuff.
Oh, didn't we have a hurricane last week, the week before, too? Do you remember that,
as
Dorian?
As I recall.
All I want to talk about is hurricanes in general.
Uh-huh.
There's something called a mandatory evacuation. Now,
tell
me this.
Right.
800 people in North Carolina
stayed
and had to be rescued.
Yes.
What does the word mandatory mean, then? Mm-hmm. You tell me.
Well, what are you going to do, Tori? Are you going to, like, knock on their door and say, excuse me, what are you doing here?
What the hell why I say mandatory? Say optional. Optional evacuation, because that's kind of what it means.
But not everybody will do it.
But not everybody did.
But what?
Do you see what I mean?
No, see, but there has to be some type.
Okay.
Here's what you have to say. If you don't do the mandatory evacuation, we're not going to come save you.
But they will, they do.
Well, that's their problem. You're enabling. You're an enabler when you do that.
So, but I don't think they should say mandatory evacuation when mandatory doesn't mean what I think you think it means.
Well, there has to be consequences to not doing what you were told to do.
you shouldn't. Are you okay? Are you okay? No, don't. These people, what are they thinking? They're above the mandatory law? Is it even a law?
They should.
It's a suggestion.
They would have flooding. They'd be standing on their roofs screaming to be saved.
And that's
and
what
the
happened.
First responders should stand there and go, sorry, no.
Look at you.
No.
You didn't listen.
Yep. What are you going to do now, smarty pants?
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm saying. Stop using the word mandatory.
Yeah.
But if you use optional, you're right. No one's doing it.
It's a little interesting how a lot of words have the word man in it and no words have lady in it. Except for ladybug.
Lady fingers.
Yeah, but that's not right.
Lady finger sandwiches? Is that what they're called?
No, lady fingers are something else.
I don't even know. I'm so worried right now.
It's demeaning. Even the word woman has man in it.
Oh, yeah, because we come second.
Yes.
It's an addition. It's the rib thing again.
It still is really behind the times.
Well, what are you going to do?
That's why no one should wear a watch.
Right. Well, you can't. I get you. Guess it. You can't change the vernacular that easy. That's not that easy to do.
Well,
you might have done it a little.
Did. All right. So you're not superstitious.
I'm slightly stitious, remember?
Right. I will not walk under a ladder because I will not clear it. My head will.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. It's not bad luck. It's just that it's going to be inconvenient.
Right.
Go around. What about the black cat crosses your path?
Cats cross my path all the time.
They don't cross mine. Why am I around cats?
Well, if you work with cats.
I don't.
Then you won't have that problem.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
Break a mirror? 7 years bad luck?
Well, that's because you could cut your finger when you're cleaning it up.
Right.
And also, yeah,
open an umbrella in the house? Who does that? Why?
Everybody.
Unless you're ready to go outside. I don't know.
Well, you open an umbrella like inside before you leave the place.
Do supermarkets count?
You're
inside and then you're going to walk outside.
Supermarkets actually count. And if there's a mandatory evacuation, they must also leave.
You got to have an umbrella for that. It's going to be rain. We already know that.
Let's talk about vaping. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
A few people have died, so let's stop it right now. It's been, you know that's going to make them vape more.
Your heart is so large, Tori.
They're going to listen. I vaped. I already know. Yeah. You're not going to stop this vaping.
Yeah.
It's just going to make the kids more rebellious. If you try to tell them they can't.
I know.
Mandatory?
It's just a shame. It's just a shame that we had gone so far with no more smoking anywhere. I could spend days and days and not see anybody smoke a cigarette or be around one because it just wasn't happening anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now the same companies that screwed us are introducing
vaping. They found
vaping.
A new wrinkle.
And they're making it flavorful as well.
This has been going on for a long time.
I know
it has. It's finally just...
But now the advertising is going crazy.
Oh, okay, like Juuls and all this
stuff. Yeah, it's... I don't care.
It's actually better than smoking.
You do what you
want to do. For a very good reason.
Tell me what it is.
Secondhand smoke. You're not going to get secondhand vape. You're not going to get secondhand vape.
Why not?
You're just not. It's a mist and it's already gone. The cigarette smoke of a cigarette comes off and you breathe that in. That's bad for you. People have died from that.
I've seen commercials where they're sucking in off that little, I don't even know what you call that thing.
Sometimes it's a pen. It's a unit.
Whatever. All right. They're sucking on their unit and they inhale and smoke comes out of their mouth.
It's mist. It's not smoke.
It's mist with nicotine in it.
Okay. Well.
Anyway,
it's going to dissipate before it gets to anybody else.
But any smoke or mist that you take into your body
for the
cavity,
person is bad, right?
Yes,
for the person itself. That's why I said for other people it's not. Like secondhand smoke is bad for other people.
I don't think anybody cares about adults.
End the sentence there.
Yeah, that's right. Who vape or smoke? I don't think they really care. But kids, when they got kids being targeted.
Right.
As consumers.
Because of the flavors. And
that's where they get a little bit nervous about that.
Because
kids
too late.
Are too young to make choices like that.
That horse has left the barn or the boat has left the shore. It's too late.
Right.
People, they found out about it and there's no stopping it now.
Right.
I don't care how many people die. These kids are like, it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah.
Well, so it's the same story.
It's impossible to stop. The sperm has left the penis and there's nothing we can do about it.
No. It's, just live and learn.
No. Yeah. Well,
some people have to learn the hard way.
Yeah, well, there's a lesson you don't want to learn.
No. Well, I mean, 8 people, really, that's it, have died?
8 people.
Vaping.
Yes.
So.
Well,
it's a crisis now, not like the opioids or guns or anything else. It's a crisis, this vaping thing.
That's correct.
Okay.
It might be more than 8.
Yeah, I think it's 8.
Okay.
Maybe it's 9 as of this broadcast. I'm so sorry.
All right.
I'll give you that.
Be accurate. Fake news. All right, fine. my significant other just came back from Norway.
That's right. You went to Norway. That's awesome. Was it cold?
I didn't go. So she went to Norway. And my God, she came back with a factoid that just blew my brains out.
That you couldn't look up online. Go on, go on.
Well, why would I? And why would I do it? Why would I do
you
that?
You can learn everything you want online, but please go to Norway to find out what you need to know.
No. Possible.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Income tax, they pay, the mean average salary, the mean salary is, I wrote this down, it's $43,000 is the annual salary for most people.
Oh, okay.
When you put in it to
dollars. Oh, all right. Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good.
The income tax every year is 45%.
What?
Yes. And if you make $67,000, it goes into another bracket, and then it's 52%.
So they want to keep everyone kind of middle income poor?
Well, I guess it's a socialist thing where everything is, you know, you do that and then your health insurance, you don't have to even talk money. You don't even,
but you can never have a yacht. Is that what you're saying?
Correct, ma'am. So most people are not overly rich.
So they just want to
exist.
But
they're just happy.
They just want to exist.
Well, they feel taken care of.
Can't they travel? I mean, really? You're just stuck in Norway? With your health insurance?
Well, where are you going to go?
I don't know about this socialism.
No, they say also if you lose your job, the government helps you find another one really, really quickly.
They'll
give you options. They'll say, here, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this.
It sounds very controlling.
It does. If you're having a baby, you get a year off.
Okay.
If you're, and vacations are mandatory 5 weeks.
Okay.
For every job. So people apparently are happy with that.
Happy to sit around their house for 5 weeks because they can't afford to go anywhere.
Go tend to your farm or your garden or your whatever. That's a hell of an income tax.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like Bernie Sanders is probably going in that direction.
Yeah, we got to know. I don't think I want that so much. Even though I'm not making $43,000 a year, I don't want to pay 46%
of
it.
My God.
I don't even understand that.
Why give me any money at all?
So I can have free heart surgery. That I will never need, probably.
Well, I don't know.
I want to pay for your heart surgery because I'm a good person.
Very interesting factoid. I thought that was nuts.
It is.
Actually, I would have left a long time ago.
Right.
Oprah's got a new venture. You know, she hooked up.
Another one?
Well, she hooked up with Weight Watchers, apparently.
Again? She's still waffling back and forth. She's a flip-flopper.
Like her weight?
Yeah.
If you have a weight problem and you're yo-yoing from fat to skinny,
right.
Are you the best spokesperson for Weight Watchers?
I mean, yeah, because you're a billionaire. And we all love those people.
Well, she actually
has
an investment in the company, obviously.
Well, obviously.
But the so what she does, she packages these little dinners, and then you buy them, and she sends them out to you, and supposedly you lose weight, which is, you know.
She's not packing them. She has people to pack them. She's packing these little meals for you.
She has people that move her jaws to chew.
No.
She doesn't even have to chew herself. The name of her product is Oh, That's Good.
Oh, she always says with Oh.
What's with the Oh? It's a little.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what Oprah is backwards?
Harpo.
Yes.
Right.
And that would be her Harpo Productions.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
They just call her Harpo.
Yeah.
I think it's funnier.
I think she looks a little bit like Harpo.
Not quite, but you know.
But I'm thinking, Oh, That's Good is not really exciting. So it's like you open up the thing, you eat it, and you go, oh, that's,
I'm going to be fat
good.
Now.
Oh, that's good.
That's what you say. Yeah. Well, you boy, here it comes.
Why wouldn't
I'm going to be like Oprah.
She's more like, oh, that's incredible, or oh, that's amazing. Because
that's been done, probably. She's trying to be different and edgy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Sorry, it's good.
I'd call it, oh, boy. Just O-B-O-Y, all one thing, capital.
I call it, oh, another Oprah product.
It has to be an O, right? I mean.
Do you think she would have made a good president? You know, you get a car.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. She'd be better than what's there now.
Okay. That's the obvious response.
Yeah.
That's the obvious
response.
Man, bear,
pig.
Correct.
So, yeah. Probably.
I would love to see a woman in the White House.
She has compassion.
Personally. Yeah.
That's a big difference.
The best thing to me, ticket-wise, for Democrats, Biden, Kamala Harris.
I don't know about that.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems not feasible. But, you know, just because I'm an oracle, Ron.
I think it's time to put a woman into the White House.
They tried with Sarah Palin.
Yeah, but Sarah Palin. I mean, seriously?
And McCain, John McCain. Maverick.
Yeah.
Holla.
If you're going to go Republican, I would have liked John McCain if we have to go that direction.
Right.
But obviously his immediate choice in running mates, not the best.
But it would have been funny if
she's the one that killed the deal.
Oh, yeah.
She is.
She's divorced now, getting divorced. Sarah Palin, her husband filed. They can't even live together. Irreconcilable. Yeah. It's not possible.
Yeah.
who saw that coming? It just took a long time to get there.
Wow. Yeah, she was fighting that one. I don't know.
I don't watch these debates or anything. I don't care. I watch the sound bites, right? We talked about that. Just watch the highlights.
The only debate I will start watching is when it's the Republican against the Democrats one-on-one.
Because
that's consequential. Then
you have to. Right, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the big
one. But this little bickering, like trying, and they purposely, they sit down with writers, like your writer. You have a writer, Buffer.
Uh-huh.
They you have a writing staff. I don't know.
So they just talk to
that guy. No, they actually sit down with writers and they say, give me some good insult punchlines.
Okay.
And if I find that we're getting into that area, I'll use that line and everybody will talk about the line. Let's write a good, clever line.
Okay.
See if I can sneak it in there somewhere.
They should get like Stephen Colbert.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They really should. No kidding about that.
Right. Yeah. Because he's good.
Yeah, that is exactly what they do. And that's all this is. It's just them trying to top each other without getting too destructive.
Right.
It's disgusting.
Right. I don't watch it.
I don't watch
it. I don't have 3 hours. I have other things I'm doing.
Okay.
Than to sit down in front of a television.
Yeah.
You're talking about a TV set, right?
Yeah. You know what those are?
Oh, that is the most pedestrian appliance. It's an appliance, right? I can't even.
It's a pedestrian appliance?
That's trademarked right now.
Wow.
No, because it has lots of consumer commercials. They're trying to sell me even subliminal messages.
Yeah.
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I remember when cable came out in 1927. I was pissed.
It was the 70s, I think.
It was the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it didn't become popular
early
until...
Early 70s.
Actually, until the
HBO 80s, was around in 75,
yeah. But
I think,
most people did not have that.
No.
Most people did not
Rich
have
people,
HBO.
Fancy people.
Correct. Right.
Watch the same movie 12 times a day. That's all you could do.
People do that. But I was pissed because, now I'm paying for cable to get all these channels and I'm still getting commercials. Like, why would I get commercials if I'm paying up front for the service?
You're getting commercials at the movie theaters,
that
too.
That pisses me off, too.
It's craziness.
I don't mind seeing what's coming up. You know, like
trailers.
Thank you very much.
Right, yeah.
Looking at all these trailers that go across the country
in
the Midwest.
Right.
You're talking about the coming attractions.
Sure.
They call them
the
trailers.
Previews. This preview has been rated.
Yeah. There's like 20 of them.
There's like 8.
A lot.
Yeah,
so it's a good 10 minutes of watching
good.
Somebody else's
stuff.
Sometimes
I don't want to see trailers either. It's telling me too much about the movie. Mm-hmm, I want to be surprised.
Yeah. Well, they want to entice you to come back.
And some parts of the trailer is not even in the movie. These trailers are made so far in advance, they've cut out parts of the trailer. That never happened.
Well,
it's fun to look for
that. That's possible.
It's definitely possible. It happens.
When I look at a trailer, I do decide from the trailer if I'm going to see the movie because I know that trailer is going to have all the best parts.
Right.
I mean, the top parts, because they think they want to hook me in.
Mm-hmm,
they're
going to
give me the funniest lines.
Yep.
And
action.
Yep. And so when I'm watching, here comes a great comedy from blah, blah, blah.
Right. Those are the only jokes. They'll be there.
Yeah, but they're not even funny. Then I go, okay, I'm not going to this
thing. It's Adam Sandler right away.
If that's their funniest stuff,
exactly.
No.
Right. I like movies like they have what do you call those, the English movies with the guardsmen. Oh, what are they called? With Colin Firth, I don't know. It's the guardsman. See, someone's screaming at his podcast
the
right
seven
now.
Guardians.
Kingsman.
Oh, Kingsman.
I like that series.
I know. Yeah.
They had a good trailer. I saw the trailer last month when I saw Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah,
that was good.
Did you ever see this Downton Abbey thing?
No, and I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've not.
I don't
want
to get involved. It sounds like a big thing where everyone loves it.
They have
like Breaking
Bad.
I can't do it.
They've been advertising this thing for months.
I've never seen one ad. Which is good.
Oh, there's
I don't
everywhere.
See it. It's on the television thing, though, right?
Yeah,
I don't even watch
don't,
that. No. I'd have to select
that.
To watch that, on like the internet.
Okay.
I avoid it.
Yeah, it's all the time.
And it when sounds you go good, but movies, I can't be. I can't get. I don't have the time.
Yeah.
How am I going to have time to watch all this stuff?
Why are you so busy? What do you mean you don't have the time?
I'm predicting the Oracle thing, Ron.
You're predicting that you won't have the time.
No. I mean, I don't. I am busy predicting.
Okay.
Patriots games and the Celtics and the Bruins and Red Sox or forget about the
Red
Sox.
You sit at a desk and actually figure things out?
I know, I don't. Okay. But I mean, I can't be bothered watching things that everyone is already, like a bandwagon thing. Oh, really? Yeah. Then count me out.
Okay.
Walter Smith or Walter White. What's his name? That Breaking Bad dude? Whatever. Walter, I haven't got time for you. Remember. Walter Disney, maybe. But not Walter White.
Disney.
Smith, whatever his name is.
That was Walt. I think he was ever.
His real name was Walter, isn't it? When you're born Walter, it's...
Isn't he frozen somewhere in a stick?
No. That was a myth.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's a myth. They like Ted Williams.
Yeah.
I think that's the head myth. They take cut off your head and stick it for Cairo...
Physics. Yeah.
Chirogenics,
yeah,
I mean.
No, it's frozen in someone's refrigerator.
They're going to reanimate him someday.
Yeah.
Just the brain.
Yeah.
See, the skull is a perfect casing for your brain. They don't just want to take his brain. Mm-hmm. They want a protector around it, so they just remove the head.
Yeah.
Because your skull is a perfect case.
I guess.
But you know what? I'm not sure if I believe that it's really Walt Disney's really stuck in chirogenic
I don't
things.
Think so either. I've told you that every time it says on an arena, it says on the marquee, Disney on ice, I figure, this is not going to be nice.
Well, some lady on my...
Kids shouldn't be seeing this.
I hope this lady's not listening. Someone on my Facebook a year ago, she made a typo. She said she had a picture and she said, we're at Disney in ice. The I and the O, they're right next to each other. And I sort of blocked out her name and reposted it and mocked her, and we all laughed.
It's very, very funny.
But I didn't let her see what I was doing. She would be hurt. But you know what? Hey, pay attention, people. Proofread.
Proofread.
Because spell check's not going to catch that, because it is the right word. You have to proofread. Don't rely on spell check, people, you dum-dums.
That's the other thing. Is it that you've heard of Trump?
No. Who is it?
It's, I don't know.
Card game?
At least. He actually, He tweets all the time.
Yeah, I know.
And they're frequently misspelled or incorrect. This guy doesn't even check them. I mean...
He probably does, but he just doesn't say anything wrong. It looks fine to me.
Good one, Tori.
Dot, dot.
Good one,
dot,
Tori.
Dot, 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 dot.
Nicely played.
Let me just say this real quick. If you go on Facebook...
I'm not.
There's all these ads.
Yeah.
This is true. Mm-hmm. You know that, even not going on there. They put ads.
Yes, they do.
They're called sponsored ads. They come in between people's posts.
Yes.
And let me just say, every mall kiosk has discovered this. Mm-hmm. They have all those cool items that I want every one of them. They look like these snake oils and these potions.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how I've lived this long without that item. For your back, for your face. That you play with, that you drive, that you hang on your wall, that you wear.
I know.
That you drink.
They've always been around.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
They're every item. You go, wow. Mm. You thought there's nothing new under the sun? Mm. It's on Facebook, dude.
Well, nothing's really new.
Right.
And they are sponsored.
Right.
And it's ridiculous.
Well, I've bought a couple of them.
Yeah, did you really? Did you bring them?
No.
It's not that smelly stuff, is it?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The smelly stuff?
When we went in the TV studio, there was...
That's liquid ass. Oh, my God. Everyone, erase this from your mind right now.
Do we ever...
Don't even order that stuff. If you order that stuff, you better stay far away from me.
Let me tell the beginning of the story.
Oh, my God, no.
I don't think we ever talked about this on this show.
Maybe.
We were doing a television show in a studio, and it was us and the producer and stuff. And we were, it's a television thing.
And I'm a funny person. I wanted to be funny.
So she brought, a little show and tell kind of thing. A little show and tell thing. And it was...
And I kept it under the desk.
Right.
It was called Liquid Ass. Don't buy it. It's the worst thing ever.
Right. But you weren't discussing it. We're talking about something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Tori says, I'm going to do a little practical joke. She sprays a little bit in the studio itself where we're all sitting.
And I didn't know you only needed one squirt.
Yeah,
but I couldn't smell it right away because it was way under. So I kept pumping.
She kept pumping.
Oh, no.
The odor was...
Oh, my God.
You cannot live through it.
No,
it was,
it's the worst ever.
It's as someone took you by the hair and shoved your face...
Into
a pile of dung.
Yeah, yeah, a sewer.
Yeah, sewer dung.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I regret it. I have regrets about that.
Yeah.
Even though it was hilarious at the time, I couldn't even go back in the room and finish the show.
No.
The room was fouled. People were mad at me in the building.
Well,
legitimately mad at me.
It was the entire building.
It was the entire building. They were legitimately mad at me, and they had a right to be. And
there was also a mandatory evacuation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the worst stuff ever.
It's funny to look back at it.
It's not even funny. It's gross. I'm a gross person. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody.
Well, they make little joke things like that, and they're perfectly harmless.
Yeah, fake poop. You sit there that doesn't smell.
Yeah.
Oh, don't sit in that.
Yeah.
Don't step in that.
Yeah.
But, this stuff is for real. It's bad news.
Yeah.
It's a product. You pay like $12.
I will say the product is an exact replica smell-wise of what would actually occur. It was incredible.
It will make you throw up.
Oh, dear.
But I did buy one of those products anyway on the sponsored thing for my grandson for Christmas. So I'm saving it for Christmas.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah, okay, no, you won't know what it is. But listen. You know what? It can't the way come from China.
Everything does.
This is the way you pay. You don't pay a lot of money, but I still did from China. I'm like, that was kind of expensive.
You know,
for China.
As I told you, I had a little back problem like a few days ago, and so I ran down to the medicine cabinet because it's down, and I looked for something that would relieve the pain.
Yeah,
and it was a bottle of Advil.
Okay,
and
I've heard
and
of that.
I took one of the Advils.
Just one.
Well, because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
You got to take one.
Well, it said to take one every like 12 hours.
Take at least two.
Well, I don't know. I'm not
a
doctor.
You're a big person,
I'm not a doctor.
One won't do anything.
I'm not a doctor.
Go on.
And then I'm looking at the thing, looking for the directions, like how often can I take this and how many? And then it says on the side in big black stamped letters, made in China.
No.
And then I saw another bottle and said, okay, this must be made in India.
No, I never noticed
I didn't know
that.
India did that
stuff. Really? On our medicines? This
all
is what's
of
happening?
A sudden, I just because of what was printed, I thought, well, this isn't going to work.
No, that's then you're mentally setting yourself up.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a horrible
but you
revelation.
You got to take a couple, dude.
Kids, check your aspirin and your Aleve and all that stuff. And
wow.
See where it came from. It's amazing.
Huh.
We don't make a lot of stuff anymore, apparently.
That's weird. I didn't. I never knew that.
Pharma-soothes,
now I've got to look.
Pharma-soothes.
Yeah. Well, like Sudafed, you got to show your license because you're going to be making meth with
you
it later.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know how to do that, of course.
Okay.
I don't have a cold.
Okay. Hey, do you like wine?
Love wine.
Mm-hmm. There is a new wine that has come out, and it is flying off the shelves.
No, oh, I should know this.
It comes. It's from a company in Spain called GIK.
Spain wine? Ooh.
Well, Spain.
Go on.
They make a hell of a sangria.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The sangria.
It is a little sweet wine, but what it is, why people are flying off the shelves, is because it's blue. It's
really?
Colored blue.
Oh.
It's pretty
really?
To drink. So everybody was like...
see, something new under the sun.
I know. Everybody was saying like, well, okay, blue, I'm not going to drink something that has like food
looks
dye
like
in it.
Looks like antifreeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But food dye, you know, that
is,
must be
is
food
it that's
dye.
Why?
Apparently not.
No, aren't they blue grapes?
Yes, they're blue grapes and white grapes. It's a combination of the two.
Okay.
But they do add some sugar into it because I guess they're fairly tart grapes.
Ooh, all right.
But
well,
it's
I'm curious.
Actually blue. And it is the novelty of being blue.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in France, it sold off the shelves like as soon as they got it in.
No way.
So, and it's.
See, that's what France was calling me about.
It's probably.
They turned your promo this wine. This wine, this wine. You've got to try it. Bonjour, monsieur.
You
will try
the
wine.
Pick up
it
the
is
phone.
Good for you. It is blue.
Well, they could have left a message.
No, that's why I think it's scam related.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's coming to this country, apparently.
Coming soon. To a packy near you. We say packy around these parts.
I don't even know what that means.
It's short for package store.
Well, I know.
Because, well, I
know
mean,
that's all right.
Well, what don't but you like, know then? It's they put it in, wine is in a little bag, and your liquor, put it in a package. A package. They have to bag your liquor before you leave the store, usually. In some places, I think that's even not like the law.
Really?
I don't know about here, but yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you gotta bag it.
Bag it, man.
It's a package. It's a packy.
But why wouldn't they, when you go to a supermarket, why wouldn't they call that a package store?
Because it's a supermarket. They have, that's one of their products. A liquor store is their product. And some people call it an L store. L for liquor. I heard that too.
I've never heard of that before.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know why they called it package. I thought, well, why? What if you go to UPS to drop off
a packy?
Packy.
I don't know.
Let's go
UPS.
To the packy store.
No.
UPS?
We had it first. We called that since the 70s.
Oh.
We've been a packy.
Oh,
I'm so sorry,
trademark,
UPS.
Trademark.
From New England.
All right,
New England
fine.
Packy.
All right.
Thank you.
Do you know some people call McDonald's Mickey D's?
I do.
Do you really?
I like to say that.
Do you not
that.
Have time?
I like to say that.
I guess
that.
You
don't
really
have
don't
time.
Have time.
I told you, I'm abbreviating
you
my life.
You don't have time to say McDonald's.
I don't.
Mickey D's.
Why not?
Yeah.
People say Wally World for Walmart. I think that's a bit much.
Well, that's because of that movie.
What movie?
Okay.
American, I mean.
Vacation.
Yeah, Vacation, but they weren't going to Wally World. They were going to Wally World. It was a theme park.
Correct.
It wasn't Walmart.
No, I know that.
Oh,
but
yeah. I know that. Tori,
why would they travel half the country to go to Walmart when it's
awesome
in an internet?
Awesome car with Ida Lupino.
That's
what's her name?
Funny
oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the best. It's
Ida
the best.
Lupino.
What was her name?
Imogen Coca.
I'm here.
What's the difference?
What's the starts difference? With an I. Same. I yes, can't keep it all straight. Enough. Walter White, Walter Smith. Same, I don't know. Whatever. It's short
whatever,
letters.
Whatever.
Well, you know the girl in that, the daughter.
Yeah.
Funny story. My dad had her in the back of his car driving to the airport. She was one of the passengers in my dad's car from the girl, the daughter, from the first movie Vacation.
Really?
She had a friend that went to St. Mark's School in Southborough, Massachusetts.
Oh.
So they were, my dad, because my brother went there, so that was around the same time. Yes. My brother was in the car and a friend, and then she was also there. So they were passengers to get to Logan Airport, and my dad drove like a bat out of hell, like he always did.
Right.
And he didn't know she was a passenger the whole time. I would have said something about the Chevy Chase movie. He found out afterwards that she, and she's probably like, wow, that was a crazy ride. So someday if I ever meet her, I'm going to say, do you remember that ride you took to Logan Airport back in whenever it was? That was my dad.
Wow. Well, Tori, I have a surprise for you, because here she is, all the way in from New York.
Thank you. What is your name again? I can't even remember.
Jodie Bethany.
She didn't do a lot of movies, so that's why she's not really famous.
That's pretty much it. No. I think she was exhausted. She didn't have time. No. She had no time.
She was like that teenage angst girl or something. Yeah.
All those teenage performers, they all went into drugs.
Yeah. Well, that was like right around the Brat Pack time with Molly Ringwald and who are the other people?
That's about it.
Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah.
No. What's his name? The kid that was Martin Sheen's son.
Emmanuel
Estevez. What's his first name? Emilio. Was it Emilio?
Yeah, Emilio.
Emilio Estevez.
Right.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't the other kid from Urkel. No, whatever. My love is mop. I like the mop.
Guess the time.
Ooh, 41?
My God, it is 41. Holy crap. Now you scared yourself, didn't you? You actually scared yourself.
Because I nailed it.
You know what? You're nervous about yourself.
No, my powers surprise
me
sometimes.
You're scared of your own powers. Oh, my God.
And you should be, too.
Yeah,
so,
well.
Just saying.
Apparently not as much as you were. She's right on the money. We should have done seconds, actually. Oh, yeah, that would have really...
Cray.
Well, this has been interesting and revealing in many ways. Especially nice to you from now on. She's Tori Lagarde. And,
thank you very much.
She knows she'll be back next week. Until then,
alrighty.
We wish you peace. My, that's weird. That is weird.